Romeo, Yankee Lima, K4RYL Mobile, Malden Road, monitoring.
Wait, he's on Malden Road.
KJ4, CKD, Mobile.
And sir, yeah, we're just running away from the desk in the office to run, go grab some food there on Augusta Road, and then head back to the office. Figured we'd throw it out there on the Caesar's Head receiver.
Next time or something?
Good on me, because I go a little late, but I have always found if I can wait a little bit longer, it's a lot easier to get food and all that stuff instead of having to deal with the actual lunchtime crowd.
I usually just eat when I feel hungry, which is normally around 2, but that is what it is.
Sometimes when I'm at the desk, I'll cheat a little bit, and I'll eat a little bit of something when I'm hungry if it's a snack, but no formal meals in the office, so I always try to escape and go find sustenance there away from work and away from being able to be contacted.
How that goes. With the job I do, I kind of pick most of the time I pick my own work schedule, and I go in later and leave later. So, you know, figure whatever normal people's hours are and shift it by an hour and a half or so, and that's my work day.
Well, I wake up at 4 a.m. and then go lift weights for a couple of hours there before I hit the office, but I try to be a pretty standard 8-to-5 guy there in the office. I'm allowed to work hybrid and all that stuff, and could work from home if I wanted to, but I'm a logistics manager, so the connected warehouse we have to our facility, if I were to work from home, I give that about an hour or two before somebody asks me a question about something, and I might need to get up and leave my office and go out to the warehouse and actually physically look at. So we try to attend the office daily and give it pretty standard hours.
Makes sense for your kind of job. My kind of job is I'm on call all the time, so I can kind of pick my hours for when I want to do normal stuff, which is what I do.
Well, I did forget to mention that they can always get a hold of me after hours. I got a laptop I take home with me and all that stuff, and then bring and plug in at the office there at my desk, and then go home. I guess they can get me while I'm on my phone, stuff like that, so I can see emails and all that. But it stays so spread out, I never really feel too stressed kind of with what I do. It's, you know, go home in the evening, I'll kind of monitor emails, but nothing really happens that often after hours. It's usually emails about, you know, questions and stuff from overseas that I'll just kind of casually field. And then that's kind of nice, though, because when I do get to the office in the morning, I kind of know what my day is, what's about to happen with my day, and what's already going on by the time I get there, so lower stress.
I can get through my do not disturb at nighttime, but thankfully most of the time they're not working a third shift, so it's kind of hard for them to do that, although things do change during state of emergencies, but, you know, apparently there's no hurricane actually coming here anymore.
Everybody's pretty happy about that. I was kind of relieved to see that, too. I'm like, man, so close to the Hurricane Helene anniversary and all that stuff. And kind of nice that thing kicked out there and headed on out to sea and away from everybody.
But Burnsville, North Carolina, this past weekend. And, you know, that they've made a lot of progress. Knock on wood, they've made a lot of progress, but they are still a long way back from being 100% recovered.
Right, I went up there, I went to the Asheville area and went to Mount Mitchell, what was it, weekend before last, when they reopened the Blue Ridge Parkway, and you can get to Mount Mitchell, and did a bunch of contacts on 14652, and just kind of went up there to look, see what it looked like. It's a little road trip, and it was pretty alarming in places. I mean, the work's been Herculean there to get everything back manageable and operational, all that stuff. And then there's parts of the parkway where there are tons of trees and all of that. And, you know, up one side of the mountain, you'll see all these trees laying on their side. And then there's pieces of the parkway that you're riding through, and it's like, wow, this used to be tree-covered with no view. Now you have a view just because of lack of trees. So it's a process. It's a work in progress, but they've done a heck of a job.
I am in Paris Mountain Shadow. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Did you go up there with Ariel? I know Ariel went up there and in contact. And this radio here in the truck and the antenna that was on the truck, and got up there all the way to the summit and sat there for a few minutes. There was, I didn't realize there was a VHF contest going on too at the same time, so there were, everybody was activating mountains all over the west, all over western North Carolina and the upstate, so I didn't get to do as many as I wanted to. There was one time before Aline, I went up there, and I think I got like 60 contacts all the way down as far as, I think, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 60 contacts in like 10 minutes. I was just, it was like working a pile up on a satellite. It was pretty thrilling. It was pretty cool, but when you're out there kind of elbowing for room and you have to get in there between other summits on the air stations and all that stuff, it was a little diminished, but it was nice to see everything was back in order up there and looking pretty again.
I am full on shadow. I don't know if I'm making the repeater, but this is KJ4CTD, and give me about 5 minutes to get through this light at Red Lobster.
Completely copy you there in the shadow of Paris Mountain. I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because I'm almost at the at my destination there to grab some food. I'll say 73, so you have a good afternoon, and stay safe out there. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4OYL Mobile, Augusta Street, downtown Greenville. Have a good afternoon. I'll be clear on your final.
See you. We'll catch you further down the wall. KJ4, CTD. In the shadow first, ma'am.